Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarah. Wow, I really wish the voiceover would come out of the big speaker. Anyways, I just thought I'd say hi and see what's up. And, having a little trouble breathing right now. I took my inhaler, for my cough that's slowly going away. And I'm laying down, so it's hard. And even though I took a bath, I can still smell perm in my hair. And so breathing is difficult at the moment. But it's not life-threatening or anything. Anyways, I got a perm today. Like, one of those spiral, wavy spiral perms, and I really like it. I went to the hair school here called Capital, and they did a really good job, and it was not too expensive considering the length of hair that I have, and yeah, and I found a new necklace today, and I got some pants at Victoria's Secret, and then, my mom and my niece showed me these scarf things that you can wear around your head that are kind of like headbands, and then, like, I did get one actual headband, but apparently a lot of people that get their hair permed put headbands in their hair. It's like the new thing, I guess. I don't know. I always thought that when you got your hair permed, you had to wear it straight all the time and you couldn't do anything with it, but I guess I was wrong. I'm not losing my voice, it's just from talking all day and stuff. I got some things to put in my hair, which is cool, and then my niece got some different hair thing done today. It's called a balayage. It's really weird. They randomly paint parts of your hair, like highlight parts of your hair, and they put like plastic bags and saran wrap over your head instead of foil. It's really weird. I don't quite get it, but it's like really popular now. It's like the newest thing, and she likes it a lot. but yeah, so I got that, and I got some curl defining cream to bring out my curls more, and some kind of cream that makes your hair really soft and amazing. And yeah, and I'm really excited for tomorrow. I gotta make it through like 6 hours of work first, but I'm really excited because I got a new Philips air fryer to try. It looks a lot different than the Tefal one that I had that I hated. And I'm really excited to try it. Wanted to try it tonight, and I actually have stuff that I can make, but it's not accessible. So as blind people do, tomorrow I am going to get some sighted assistance and make it accessible for me, hopefully. If all goes well. I have to get some rhinestone bead things and do some marking. Kind of like I did with my old microwave. It's got like a knob and a Tony dial. A knob for the temperature timer and a Tony dial thing for the temp. So it needs to be marked in order to be used. Unless you're fortunately sighted, which I am not. But I'm excited to try it. And so my dad's gonna help me out, and I'm hoping once it gets marked, I'm on my own and I can just bake and fry and be happy. you can cook like any packaged food. Let me see how much time. About 5 minutes. So I can cook like any packaged food. It showed like a chart which KNFB only read like a piece of. And it had like chicken and french fries, and it had like mozzarella sticks. And it had some different directions for like making pigs in a blanket and making some kind of chicken strips. I'm assuming it's all homemade, and some kind of pizza. Because it's mostly a fryer, but you can bake and cook. But everything's supposed to be faster and healthier. You don't use as much oil. It kind of air fries, and it lifts the oil and then coats it around your food. So the oil drips down, and then the air lifts it back up, and then it coats the food. So you're getting oil, but not as much. I'm not really weight conscious or health conscious, but the deep fryers are too much on my stomach sometimes since the surgeries that I've had, and I don't really like all that oil mess and stuff. And my oven I don't like because I have a hard time getting the temperatures and stuff. So this takes about half the time. It says to add, it says to cook packaged foods. Well, it gives temperatures like 360 is for like chicken, and then like 390 is for fries that are from the store bag. But it says any packaged food, and 390 is also for cheese sticks. But for prepackaged food, you take off 70 degrees from the temperature of the oven, and then you cut the time in half. So I'm assuming like for pierogies, normally in the oven, you would cook them at 400 degrees for 20 minutes. So I'm assuming you would cook them at 330 for 10 minutes. Because that would be minusing 70 degrees and cutting the temperature in half. So I'm assuming that's what you would do. And then somebody was making a grilled cheese in there. I don't know how, and I don't have stuff to make grilled cheeses. But somehow you can make grilled cheeses and all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited to try this. It's kind of pricey. I didn't have to pay a lot, but I'm really excited. Can't wait until tomorrow after work. Wish it was accessible, because I would have tried it tonight. Even though I'm not hungry, I would have made something. But I'm excited. I was thinking maybe I could cook like my mini tacos and stuff, because it says you can pretty much bake, put anything in there that you could cook in an oven. So I'm thinking I could even put like my mini tacos in there at like 355 for like 8 minutes. And actually, I forgot, you have to add 3 minutes for preheating. So my pierogies would actually be 330 for 10, 11, 12, 13 minutes. So not 10 minutes. Anyways, this is going to cut me off, so I will talk to you later. I will let you guys know how it goes with the air fryer tomorrow. And, I had a fun day, and I'm super excited for tomorrow, and I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Sorry about my voice. It's just raspy tonight. Have a good night, and God bless. Bye.